communism, all share equally in wealth and poverty, except for the elites. What's the difference between communism and socialism? Well, communism is more honest to a point. It says that all the means of production belong to the people, meaning the government. The reality is that the government is not of, by, or for the people. It is for the elitists, the oligarchy, those in power. Socialism is dishonest. It pretends to respect private enterprise by sucking the life out of it by ever-increasing taxation and regulation. Both political economic systems end in the very same place, poverty and disillusionment. To understand the conflict between communism and capitalism, consider the following. There's the spirit of God and the spirit of Satan. And the spirit of Satan is nothing more than the spirit of rebellion from God. Every human is either transformed by the spirit of God via the new birth in Christ Jesus, or they are to a lesser or greater degree motivated by the spirit of Satan. So the foundation for all human thought is their spirituality, which is nothing more than their orientation toward God or away from God. Economics, government, family, religion, media, education, entertainment are merely how man lives out his spirituality. We've seen the corruption that is manifesting in all the areas above. That corruption is a result of the sum total of the spirituality of all Americans. With respect to the two economic systems, one is based in agreement with a kingdom principle instituted by God and sustained by the Spirit of God. That economic system is capitalism. What kingdom principle underpins capitalism? The law of sowing and reaping. The other economic system is based on conflicting with the kingdom principle, a principle that was instituted by God and sustained by the Spirit of God. That economic system is communism. What kingdom principle does it conflict with? You shall not covet. Furthermore, a communist government will violate another kingdom principle instituted by God and sustained by His Spirit. That kingdom principle is, you shall not steal. We should all understand that kingdom principles are for our own good. They were instituted out of love by our Creator. The implication of violating kingdom principles instituted in love for our own good is therefore that violation of them has negative consequences. The word communism is a perfectly good word. It basically means to share equally. We all know that when there's only one pie and there are five people, that is a good thing. Slice the pie in five pieces and share equally. However, the assumption is that the pie is willingly shared by its owner. When the owner of the pie is unwilling to share, then theft is required in order for the pie to be enjoyed equally among the eaters. No one can be deprived of what is theirs without a feeling of resentment. No one can receive what has been taken from someone else without a feeling of entitlement. Both resentment and entitlement are manifestations of the spirit of Satan. So, the very premise of communism results in a downward spiral of covetousness, theft, resentment, and entitlement. But the communist will argue that capitalists are greedy and that they take advantage of the weak. What they are pointing out is not a weakness in capitalism or the kingdom principle of sowing and reaping, but rather it is a criticism of individuals. Prosperity for the individual and for the country is dependent upon the kingdom principle of sowing and reaping upon which capitalism is based. What's missing then? Each individual capitalist must also espouse the kingdom principle of doing unto others as you would have them do unto you. But a wise capitalist will also not become a communist with what he has gained through sowing and reaping. He will apply another kingdom principle. If a man will not work, neither shall he eat. This kingdom principle is one which was implemented because of the sin nature in man, which causes him to gravitate to doing only that which gratifies himself with no responsibility. In order for us to educate and convert the communist, we must introduce him to the God who loves him and all humanity, whose plan is for us to spiral upward as we grow in grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, rather than to spiral downward. Otherwise, the communist will respond more and more to the sin nature in him and will seek to justify that sin nature by including everyone and encouraging everyone to become a pie taker and a pie sharer until there's no pie to take.